You are listening to Through the Stage Door at the Majestic Theater on WMNH 95.3. We're a biweekly program that celebrates what's happening on stage at the Majestic Theater, as well as the musical sounds coming from the Ted Herbert Music School. For more information about the Majestic Theater or the Ted Herbert Music School, you can call us at 669-7469 or visit us on the web at www.majestictheater.net or www.tedherbert.com. My name is Robert Dion, and I'm the Artistic Director of Majestic and the Administrator for Ted Herbert's. And in the studio today, we have teen members of our upcoming teen production of Aida the Musical. I want to welcome Morgan.
Hello.
And Alyssa. I almost called you Melissa. Alyssa.
Hi.
And Cece.
Hello.
And also the director, Ellen Desmond, who's not a teen anymore.
but was once a Majestic teen.
Was once a Majestic teen. And we will talk about that at some point, too, because that's a pretty cool story. But Aida, just so you know, runs May 10th through the 12th. It's only one weekend. But the good news is it's not on the big theater weekend. First weekend of May, which is this weekend, there's about 27 different shows in different theaters. Wow. And there's no possible way we can get to them all. But the good news is this is the second weekend of May, May 10th and 11th at 7 p.m., Sunday, May 12th at 2 p.m. We're holding this show because it's one of our bigger shows at the Derry Opera House. Derry Opera House is at 29 West Broadway, but call the Majestic at 669-7469. Or visit the website for tickets, and we'll talk more about that as we go through. But why don't we start real quick by, Alan, I'm going to put this on you, because I figured you know the answer to this question. Tell us about Aida the show. What is it?
Sure. Okay. Yeah, I would hope that by now I would know about the show. So I like to describe Aida as a story of sacrifice. It's very much about love of country and the ability to give up something that you really want. Loving someone who's forbidden to you, who's off limits to you, and giving up that extreme love, you know, for love of country and love of people. Aida, the title character, she's a Nubian princess who has been captured and has been taken to Egypt and enslaved, and she falls in love with Radames, who is engaged to the Egyptian princess, Amneris. And so there's a nice little love triangle there. And it's just a wonderful show that's filled with lots of awesome energy and ensemble numbers. It's by Tim Rice and Elton John, so you know it's got great music. They're of Lion King fame. So if you like those kind of tunes, then you're in for a treat.
And it's amazing because Elton John, you can hear the pop in Elton John's music definitely. But as you said, music by Elton John, lyrics by Tim Rice. Book is by Linda Wolverton, Robert Falls, and David Henry Hwang. We don't know those people, but we figured we'd give them a shout out. But Aida,
we're very glad.
We're very glad they wrote the show. But Aida premiered on Broadway on March 23rd, 2000, and ran for 1,852 performances. Are we doing that many?
No.
We're only doing three. It was nominated for 5 Tony Awards and won 4, including Best Original Score, Best Performance by a Leading Actress, and was also named by Time Magazine as one of the top 10 theater productions of the year. So this is a pretty darn good show, and I'll tell you, I was looking at past productions, and I think it's been produced regionally everywhere at least twice.
Yeah, absolutely.
The list was too long to run. So why don't we start real quick, because we have three teens here and they're all eager to jump in here. Why don't we start with Morgan? Morgan, tell us a little bit about who you are, what you do in the show, and go ahead.
All right, my name is Morgan Please, and I've been at the Majestic since I was probably 8 years old, and I've loved it. I've been in more shows than I can count.
And how old are you now?
I am 17.
Okay.
Almost 18.
Wow, 10 years.
Yeah, wow.
Okay. And what do you do in the show?
I play ensemble, so I get a bunch of fun little roles. I play the Pharaoh's daughter, a minister, a soldier. Very challenging roles, but I really enjoy it.
I say that sometimes being in the ensemble is more fun than being like a named yeah. character, because you get to do so much more things.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just so much fun. Go ahead.
All right. I'm Alyssa Bolio. I am 15.
I didn't want to call you Melissa again. That's why.
No.
So I don't know why I got Melissa. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I'm playing Aida, and it has been a really fun experience. I've been at the Majestic, I think, for a year now. My first show was back January last year.
And what did they see you in last year?
Bye Bye Birdie as Rosie. So that was
aha.
A lot of fun.
Yep, just about a year and a couple months, actually. Yeah. And what do you go to what school?
I go to Londonderry.
Okay.
Londonderry High School.
Londonderry does some pretty big shows too, though.
They did. Yeah, we just did Addams Family.
Oh, okay. Now, Mrs. P is not doing them anymore, right? You have a new director, right?
Yes,
at Londonderry.
Yes, we do. Oh goodness.
I want to ask you his name. I met him when we did the scheduling, but it's such a great program at Londonderry that it's great to see some of the kids that come out of that program because it's just such a strong program. Cece.
I am Cece Lomano, and I play a featured dancer. It's really cool because, I don't know, we get to explore a lot of different fun dance styles that a lot of other shows don't have.
Yeah.
So that's really cool. And I've been at the Majestic since Bye Bye Birdie.
Was Bye Bye Birdie your first one?
It was.
Wow, why did I think you were in something before that? Okay.
I also
All right. I think you did like every show after that for a while.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's probably why. You know, it's amazing. I always say that, you know, people are always the age they were when they started at Majestic, which is kind of scary for those of us who've been around for 29 years at Majestic. But, you know, it's definitely nice to see people grow up through the program. And I have to say, Ellen, let's talk a little bit about your history with the Majestic, because you've been...
Sure,
all right,
sure. So when I was a teenager, I'm a woman from Concord, so born and raised New Hampshireite.
A lot of community players, Children's Project, Theater Project with Karen Braz.
All kinds of things.
Give her a shout out. Great program.
Peg, grew up kind of in the Concord Academic Student Theater, so that's the Concord High program. And I think it was one summer I grew some roots at Majestic, and I was in Once on This Island.
Was it a team production?
It was, I believe it was the first.
Okay, I was going to say, because it was the first team production we ever did when we decided to separate the youth company, kind of, sort of, with the teen company. We had a Majestic Youth Company, was what that was called. Morgan will remember that. And then we had a Majestic Teen Players, and that later became, we combined them again years later to the Majestic Academy. But yeah, so you were in, so that was a very, Jeff Caron directed that, I remember.
Yep.
I remember that. That was a very good, I want to do that show again. The adults have been screaming for us to do that show again.
Morgan Music.
So what have you done since then? It's obviously, that was just a couple of years ago, of course.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Yes. Well, with Majestic, I was also in The Frog Prince, which was one of those awesome traveling shows.
Oh, we're going to talk about that today, too, actually.
Yeah, it was fantastic. And the cool full circle moment that I've had with The Frog Prince is that our choreographer, Candace Glickman-Gatsoulis, was actually my director for
The Frog Prince.
Frog Prince.
Oh, see, I didn't remember that.
You
remember better than I do. There's
Which
so
is
many
fantastic.
Shows.
I got to, she was Miss New Hampshire, so I got to wear her crown because I was playing a queen.
Oh.
So that was pretty cool.
Wow. And so we have to give a shout out to the other team. As you said, we bring back Candace Getzulis, former Candace Glickman, choreographing this show. And I'll tell you, that really helps elevate because her choreography is some of the best. And it's, you know, and she's done a lot with us over the years. She's a full-time teacher now and has a family, and so she doesn't do as much with us. But it's nice to have Candace back. And I also want to shout out to our resident musical director, Keith Belanger, because he does all our musicals, all of our big musicals with the teens, and he's joining us for that as well. So we have quite the dream team on this thing, and I'm excited for the teens. I kind of wish I was a teen because I know that you guys, I can't wait to see the dances and the staging and the music. It's just going to be so great. Mm-hmm. So this show, so one thing you said earlier about, so you said it's a Nubian princess.
Yes.
So obviously, We're multi-ethnic casting. We're not casting things based on race, which is kind of
correct.
I mean, Once on This Island is, it kind of had that same idea,
right?
So how do you meet that challenge when you're casting?
So much of it, you know, it depends upon what the show is. We want to keep the integrity of the show intact, and you know, we have limited racial diversity here. In the U.S., so we have lots of racial diversity in the U.S. We have limited racial diversity here in New Hampshire. And ultimately, when you're choosing a show, you want to, you know, keep that in mind. But Aida is really far more about the story. And it's less about choosing an ethnic cast. That's how I kind of deal with that. There are certain shows that, you know, I find would be more difficult with a majority white cast.
Like Hairspray.
Yeah, we've talked about that.
Oh, the big I'd love thing, to do Hairspray, but I just know. I know what other theaters have gone through to try and cast it, and it's just...
We want to maintain, the integrity of the story, and if it has to do with race, then, you know, we need to be seeking ethnic actors. One of the things that I think I've tried really hard in directing the show is to talk about the history of the Egyptian-Nubian conflict and some of the resolutions that came out of that. Nubia is now modern-day Sudan. So we've got a shared Google folder that's got lots of research, documentaries.
I should have looked at that before this program.
Yeah,
didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, I'm an educator at heart, so making sure that we, we really know the context of what we're performing. There are lots of references to different places along the Nile, different cataracts. The system of the hierarchy of Egypt is very prevalent in the show. And so that's really important that the cast really understands that and has that that take, so they can bring that on stage.
So obviously you're learning a lot in this production too about the context. Absolutely. And the history of what you're doing. How does that help you build your characters? I'll throw that out to anybody.
I mean, Ellen gave us a worksheet actually for character development itself, okay. Which was really cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
They have all chosen names for their characters.
So I love that.
Of our ensemble members are. Symbol. They've got some awesome Egyptian names.
We'll have to make sure we put
symbols.
Them in the program that way too. Then
absolutely, yeah. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I think one of the I'm very excited for this.
Yes.
Do you want to explain?
I would love to.
Great.
So, Mom, my favorite thing is where part of the set is obviously hieroglyphics because it takes place in Egypt, and so Ellen had each of the cast members and some of the leads pick some hieroglyphics that they felt really represented their character, and so she's gonna put them onto the set. And so if you look really closely onto the set, you'll be able to see, oh yeah, that peacock, oh, that might be a character. Oh, how interesting.
That's really cool. We'll have to make sure we get some pictures for the Facebook. I was for the Facebook and all that stuff, because I think that's the time, sort of thing. When I did Joseph at the Players, they did something similar with all the names of all the brothers and the colors.
Absolutely.
And unfortunately, unless you sat in the balcony, you just never saw it. So
yeah.
So we'll have to definitely take some pictures of that stuff to highlight that.
Yeah, it's just that ownership piece, it's an ensemble show, a collaborative effort. So getting a little piece of everybody on there is important.
And so let's
to me.
Talk about our characters. So obviously, we'll start with Cece, I guess. We'll start with Cece. You said you played a featured dancer. What type of characters do you play in the ensemble?
I get to play a lot of different characters, which is really cool. I play a Nubian person. I play an East Indian dancer. I play a minister. I play a soldier.
How do you keep them straight?
Oh,
goodness. That's a lot of costume changes.
It is a lot of costume changes.
Yeah.
We have Carla, though, and she's
the
awesome.
One I've probably most developed is my Nubian character.
Tell us a little bit about that character.
So she is very family oriented. She lives with her mother, who is kind of older, but she really, really loves children. And so it's kind of her dream to have a family of her own one day. And she kind of gets a little bit more confident throughout the show of speaking up for herself and what she wants, but while also staying true to her mother.
Very cool. And I want to make sure, I'm glad you said that. We'll make sure, shout out to Carla Sinclair, who's doing our costumes. Also rounding out our team will be Matthew Morin, who's going to be building our set. He's been our technical director since the very beginning. And he'll be also doing lights for this show. And Mark Belan, we're lucky to have Mark Belan, who works with the Opera House to do our sound. So we're rounding out that team with really, really just strong, strong people, which is great. Why don't you tell us a little about your character?
Oh, wow. So Aida has been probably one of the toughest characters to play that I've had to play yet. She's a very strong woman, to say the least. She is so set in her mind when she gets kidnapped by the Egyptians. She's going to fight them. She immediately, in the story, grabs one of the soldiers' swords and threatens to kill one of the soldiers if they don't release her and her fellow Nubians.
No, she doesn't actually do it, does she?
She doesn't, no.
Oh, good, okay, good.
No.
Not a violent show.
She doesn't,
all right, good.
But she is so determined to her people, which makes her decision to give up her love for Rhodomes all the more difficult. And, she's, throughout the whole story, she's just battling what she wants to do, so it's very difficult, but
it's nice to be able to elevate, because I know we do a lot of the junior shows, and those are great. And I'm not talking against those. I mean, I direct a lot of those because they're just fun little shows. And so it's nice also, the school editions tend to be a little more mature. And so
yes.
It's nice to be able to offer the teens. We only are able to do one a year, but next year we're doing two. Yes.
Spoilers.
Spoilers. I won't tell you what they are. We're having our kickoff in the beginning of June. You'll be getting an email about that soon.
We're not announcing them at the end?
We're going to announce them at that event in June. So you have to wait till then. Right. It's the very, very first week of June. So we are actually doing two school editions next year. But they actually elevate, you know, really, they make it a little more mature for the teens and whatnot. And I'll talk to Ellen really quick about, after I get to Morgan, about what the difference you think is between the school edition and a. So, Morgan, of your 8,000 characters that you play, tell us, pick one or two and tell us a little bit about them.
I'll pick one, the Pharaoh's daughter. I have yet to name her. I can't decide which I want to name her yet. I'm still looking into it, which I got to kind of get on. But she definitely adores her sister because she, you know, is like the oldest probably. And she's, I don't know, dad pays more attention to her. But I definitely adore her. Like there's one of my lines is just, she's perfect. And I definitely mean it when I'm in that character because she's perfect to me, basically. So it's really fun. And it's a girl role. It's my only girl role in the show, which is fun.
When you're a teen girl, you do end up playing male parts.
Often.
Often. And that's just the name of the game. And it doesn't get any better once you become an adult. Trust me. There's just as few amount of guys.
I love it,
as
though. I really do. Yeah. You have to find a whole
Honestly, even in the adult show, we just cast Man Who Came to Dinner, which is the June adult show. We cast that last night, and it's the same thing. We've cross-cast a couple parts, and you know, you do that, you know. And the good thing is, it gives some of the gals a better opportunity than, you know, because in Aida, there's not a lot of female roles really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's nice that, you know, we can kind of cross some of those. So yeah. School edition versus a regular.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
So MTI, and actually there are a number of different publishing houses out there that have, you know, released the rights in various different versions of a lot of musicals. And the school edition doesn't have a whole lot cut out. Really, it's just here or there a stanza or two that's cut out. And then some of the language is just more appropriate for younger audiences. So we really do pretty much the whole show. It's a full, you know, full length production. Whereas, you know, some of the junior versions are an hour and a half or so. But this is a full production. We ran Act 1 on Monday, and we're going to run Act 2 today. We're kind of timing it out. And
you're all excited now that the other shows are done. You're next, which means they get a lot of
stage
time.
We get the theater.
Yeah, they get stage time.
Yes.
You know, we have so many shows going on that it's stage time is at a premium. So you guys do a really good job of kind of making sure you can make it happen using our little rehearsal rooms. And so who should come and see this show? I mean, obviously your family and friends are going to come and see it because that's important. But, you know, what about the general public? Is there any worth in them coming to see it? Is it, you know, something
of
that's appropriate for all ages?
It is.
I think
yeah,
it's all ages. I'm maybe like not super young audiences,
right.
But obviously I think if mature children and above, I think anyone would love it.
And even I think if younger children came to see it, they might not understand the storyline as much.
But it might go over their heads a little bit.
There's so many cool costumes and cool dances, and it's
the energy alone is going to help the younger ones kind of move them along with it
for
too.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, we get calls like that sometimes, even with some of the junior musicals. Oh, I got a 2-year-old. And I said, well, you can bring them. I said, they're going to get mostly the music and the energy and the theatrics. They're not going to get the story, and that's okay. You know, that's totally fine. So, so I want to make sure I don't run out of time. If you're just joining us, I want to make sure you know we're talking to cast members of Elton John and Tim Rice's Aida. School edition being presented by the Majestic Academy of Dramatic Arts May 10th through the 12th at the Derry Opera House, 29 West Broadway. For more tickets, you can go online at www.majestictheater.net. Or as I always say, don't pay the fee online because we don't get any of that anyway. Give us a call at 669-7469. Order the tickets over the phone, and you don't have to pay any fees for that. You can also get them at the door, obviously, but you know, if it is reserved seating, so the earlier you get the tickets, the better chance of better seats you get. So, but I want to make sure I get to one thing that, because you talked about the touring thing, and Morgan, you are one of the directors this year of the touring thing. So can you tell us a little bit of what the teen touring musical production, what the program is?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. It's an amazing program. I am 100% obsessed with it. I think I've done about 3 or 4 shows with the travel show. So it's basically a teen-run show. For this year, it's going to be me and then Megan Dolly,
who just played Mary Poppins.
She just played Mary Poppins. This is her first experience, actually. in like a role like this, like a director. And so Megan and I will be responsible for all the choreography, the music, the blocking, props, costumes, all of the above. And it's just, it's very cool. So we go around to libraries, camps, like a bunch of those type of places. And we perform a show that can be like 45 to an hour. It's a short show, but it's definitely directed for kids. And it's just really fun because it teaches us definitely as actors how to adjust to new environments and different situations. Because it's also normally audience interactive. So it will base off of that. So it's very fun. I love it.
Very cool. And if you are a venue looking to book this performance, you want to get on that right away because we're getting very, very full. It tours in July and August. You can give Karen a call at the office, 669-7469. We do have a few openings left. If you are a teen and wants to audition for that, we are setting the auditions literally within the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. Those will be on our website for auditions. What's the show this year?
It's Rainbow Fish. It's
The Rainbow Fish, the musical.
Yes, Rainbow Fish musical.
And it's brand new. It just came out.
It's
literally,
so
we saw
good.
It was like, oh, this is really cool. And a lot of you read those books growing up. So
It was my favorite book when I was little.
And it is a musical, so it'll be a lot of fun, too. So if you're a teen interested in that, then obviously, like I said, check out our website. Probably, you know, by the time this airs, it should be on the website. And see all the dates are there. That way, if you have summer vacations or you're away for a week, you can see if it fits within your program. And I love that program because I directed that program, Early Majestic, for 800 years, and then I passed it, and I passed it on to so many different people. Candace Glickman did it. Candace Katsoulis did it for many, many years. You know, a bunch of other people did it. Anna Prue did it for many years. So it's nice to be able to pass that on to the next generation. I'd have to go back and count how many at this point, but how many in 29 years we've passed that to. But it is a really fun thing. And if you are interested in attending that show, again, watch our website because I know we're going to the Manchester City Library, which is where most of this program will air. So check your children's schedule there and also your other local libraries to see when it's playing. And we'll also have a couple performances at the Majestic Studio Theater, which will be on our website. And for those, we do like $5 tickets. It's wicked easy and wicked cheap. We just want people to come. So definitely check that out. So Aida, so we're running out of time, as we always do, because it goes really, really quick. So I always ask this question every time I have cast members in, and I always say, okay, make sure it's appropriate for the radio, but is there anything that's happened within the process that's kind of been funny or extra fun or things that have happened between cast members or nothing this time? Oh, my goodness gracious. Nothing. Yeah.
They're whispering with each other.
Oh, they're whispering.
I don't know.
What do you think, Ellen? Has there been anything?
Oh,
Ellen, what's
they're
been while they're figuring that out, what's been the most enjoyable for you as a director of this production?
Oh, gosh. I think coming back to Majestic has been really awesome just to see this new generation of kids who have grown up and are just doing really fantastic things. I mean, you know, since I have been out of the classroom, I have a desk job now. And so it's really nice for me to get to work with teens again, especially in this, you know, creative capacity. And they're wonderful. Yeah, it's a great group.
So you guys have one. You guys are kind of humming and hawing. Oh, maybe we won't ask that question.
I'll be fine. I'll just
okay.
We're very proud.
All right. Well, Ellen and I will jump in if we, because I don't have a sensor.
I don't think it's bad.
Okay.
Oh, no, it's not bad. It's not bad.
Okay.
It's just So this is probably like my second time doing a romantic role, and for this show, I had my first kiss with the guy playing Robbie.
That is the hardest thing in the whole
wide
world.
It was
certainly
an interesting day.
If you're a teen or an adult or whatever.
Colby is such a sweetheart.
He's
though.
So sweet. Oh,
yes.
Gosh.
When I played Harold Hill the first time, and I was an adult, it was at St. Marie Theater. I remember it was always when I finally did, when I played Fantastics, and I was that's hard. So just so you know, it gets even worse as you get older.
Yeah. And today we're running act two.
We are.
Oh, so you will be kissing.
So we'll get some practice.
Luckily, my mom is coming in to iron costumes today.
Oh,
so she's going to get.
There you go.
I've told these guys, though, my first kiss was also in a theater production. I was also in The Music Man.
Were you Marion?
I was Marion.
Okay. Different production, folks.
Different production. it was a middle school production, and I've told these guys I will never make them do it in front of the whole cast because I was made to do that. My wonderful director, Jane Meyer, may she rest in peace.
Yeah,
she made me crazy.
Steve's working on lights for the show. I'm doing a conga right now. Husband.
So I always talk to these guys. I say, you know, we'll always make sure you're comfortable and do it in private first. And I got them some munchkins to try to
The munchkins were really good.
That's the key. Okay. Yeah. But you know, it's funny because I'm doing a show in Concord right now. Something's afoot that's this weekend. And it's funny because the two people that end up being romantic in the show, I think that like it's like her husband's best friend that she's kissing on stage. And,
right.
But it doesn't get any easier because when you get attached, it's even worse, you know, so just so you know. But, you know, you have to just get a spouse or a partner that really can say, okay, it's theater and that's what it
is. Exactly.
And,
yeah. We talked a lot about that. It's
characters. But, you know, and I think that, you know, we've hit on a lot of things today too. And, you know, it was why, you know, it's theater's a hard business, there's no doubt. And we've been doing it a long time and there's some struggles, but I'll tell you, it's the joy that I hear in people like you, they're talking about the actors are talking about the fun you have and the challenges that you have to overcome and just the different ways that you can just build not only your characters, but yourself as a person, as an artist, as an actor. And I think that it's nice. And when I see people like Ellen come back full circle, it's like, all right, cool. You know, I don't understand how that happens because I mean I'm still 27, but but yeah, see that was all. Thank you for that laugh. But you know, we do have a good time, and that's the whole idea. And I'll tell you, we are announcing our next youth season, our academy season, first week of June, and it's gonna be really good. I'm really excited. I've had a lot of help this year telling me what shows I should and shouldn't do. Familiar shows. It'll definitely be familiar shows, but I think that it'll make this next year even great. And we also gives us a chance at this kickoff for the next season to kind of celebrate the shows that we had this year. You know, we've had a lot of shows this year for youth and teens, and so it's nice to be able to, you know, celebrate all the good work that the teens and the kids have done this year. As I say always, go to our website. You know, there's more things happening. AIDA is obviously our next show on the stage, Friday, May 10th, Saturday, May 11th at 7 p.m., Sunday, May 12th at 2, the Derry Opera House, presented by the Majestic Academy of Dramatic Arts Teens. You can get tickets at 669-7469 or visit the website at www.majestictheater.net. Immediately after that show, we are having our youth who are doing a show called Forgiven. Yes. That's happening at the Studio Theater. By all means, check, and Morgan's helping with that one too. but that's happening at the Studio Theater on Page Street the weekend after AIDA, May 17th through the 19th. Definitely check that on a non-musical small youth cast. Great, great, great show. And then we also have our summer shows of A Man Who Came to Dinner in June and the exciting musical Jekyll and Hyde happening in July. So there's still a lot happening. I say go to the website. That's what I do. I can't keep it straight if I don't. But I want to thank you guys for coming in today.
Thank
Morgan
you.
Morgan and
you.
Alyssa and Cece. I didn't call you Melissa this time. I don't know where I got Melissa. And Ellen. And please see AIDA. You'll definitely be glad that you saw it, especially, you know, even if you don't have people in the cast. If you love Elton John, especially, go see it because you're going to hear some definitely. Of his great, yeah. great music.
Bring your mother.
Bring your mother. It's happening on Mother's Day, Sunday, May 12th. So,
good gift.
So definitely come because we'd love to see you there. So that gives and make it a wrap today. And we thank you for listening today. Remember that the world's a stage. Music is the voice of the soul. And we will see you next time.